Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Allinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Romero reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Romero scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it, throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Slaton now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aponte now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Yount scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to third. It's 8-2, Brewers. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 9-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Nichols moves to third. It's 9-3, Brewers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-4 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.